Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday morning. Things are rather fluid at this hour. If you're just waking up to our voice this morning, we certainly appreciate you listening to 97.1 FM Talk. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show, and I'm Mark. And Kim is on vacation this morning, and Ethan is on vacation this morning. Drew is in here helping me out, and we are efforting the latest on what's going on in the Middle East. Fox News is reporting this morning that President Trump came back early from the G7 summit and is, in fact, in the Situation Room this morning as we speak, monitoring what's going on in the Middle East. What's not clear is exactly what that means. So we've got we don't know if. I mean, we know that the U.S. is providing support to the Israelis for whatever is going on. Yesterday, the president issued, of course, the ominous warning that if people are in Tehran, they should probably get out. And I don't know about you, Drew, but the thing that surprised me was there were pictures from Tehran of the highway suddenly crowded with cars. I had no idea that people in Iran monitored American news sources. But when Donald Trump put that out on social media yesterday, people started trying to flee from Tehran. And the highways got gridlocked, and it was very obvious. They said there were reports of Iranian officials hiding in bunkers because they didn't know what was coming next. So we don't know exactly what's going on. If we get any live reports this morning, all we're told right now is that the Trump is gathering his National Security Council in the Situation Room. More rockets have flown into Israel overnight. A few of them have gotten through. I believe the death toll in Israel is up to 24 now. Even as Israel continues to drop bombs and strike targets inside of Iran. So that's the latest I have on it as we continue to to keep an eye on that for you and monitor exactly what's going on. So we've got that for you. Just stand by for that. If anything else comes in, I've got you covered. We got Sue Thomas coming up with your traffic here in just a couple of minutes. Shouldn't be too many problems. A little bit of fog out there this morning. It's kind of thick. There's a little bit of humidity in the air. I know it's supposed to be a lot warmer today and tomorrow before those storms hit. So not fog that really limits your visibility. It's just you could just see a little bit of lingering moisture out there in the air. So just know that when you head out the door this morning. If you've done your hair, it's probably going to get messed up. I'm just telling you, there's some humidity out there. Hey, so coming up, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Rachel Homolock, who lives out in St. Charles County. She's a parent, and she's been pretty active in a lot of these school issues and like books that shouldn't be in school libraries. And, you know, every time that happens, you get the allegation that it's some sort of people are banning books and they're trying to keep you from and that's got nothing to do with that. It's about the common sense and just checking out making sure that things are age appropriate. You know what I'm saying? So tonight there is a meeting of the St. Charles County Library Board where they are thinking of changing a policy where people could go in and challenge certain books that are on the shelf, and then those books would be reviewed. The problem is you would be challenging those books to the very people who decided to put the books on the shelf in the first place. What decision do you think those people are likely to make? Now, the left is trying to whip people into a frenzy and get them out to that board meeting tonight to try to pass that rule because they want that particular group of people to continue making that decision. But what needs to happen is that needs to be expanded so that people from the public have input when those books are challenged. And as parents and people who use the library, you have an opportunity to get in and take a look at those things. So we're going to be talking to Rachel coming up here in about an hour, about 6:22 this morning on what the stakes are, how you can make a difference if you can show up and let your voice be heard. They've already moved the meeting to a larger space tonight so that there's room to accommodate people as they show up out there and can express their opinions on this. We got John Lamping. We'll talk about the fallout from the special session. Maybe what is there going to be another special session? That's the question. We'll get to John about 6:30. I got Todd Pyro, my friends from the Rain St. Louis West. We're trying to get you a live report from Israel, given what's going on over there. And we've also got some new information from parents defending education. And it is that school districts in the area have spent $9 million on equitable grading consultants. What is equitable? We know what the word equity means. It's not like equality. Equity means you have some skin in the game, right? They want to give you something, which in this case would be a B instead of an F, and you just get pushed through the system. So we're going to talk about that this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of great stuff to get to. Drew, right now, let's start with our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal.
Yeah, that's President Trump. When people are questioning why Israel attacked Iran, he's like, we gave them 60 days. On the 61st day, we didn't have a deal. That's called negotiating and then following up on what you promised.
It's politics over common sense. They do not want to give Trump administration a win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They don't want to admit that we're fixing what they broke.
Tom Homan, man, they hate Tom Homan. But he's absolutely right. Why people are so critical of what's going on in L.A. and other places where they are going out and rounding up criminal, illegal aliens. And, by the way, illegal aliens who are brave enough to attack police when they're trying to arrest them.
My biggest concern is that we as a society are normalizing political violence. And you see this on many points on the political spectrum.
Yeah, this is a lawmaker from Minnesota trying to blame Donald Trump and the GOP for the lawmakers in Minnesota getting shot after it was their own governor who came out and challenged Democrats and people to be more fierce and get in the face of Republicans.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war.
Yeah, there's the president again. I wanted to play you a couple bites from him this morning. I thought that was important for you to hear from him. So we're going to talk more about this in the next segment because I'm hearing a lot of whining from Republicans this morning and conservatives. Let me back up the truck here. I'm a conservative first and a Republican second. So I am a conservative Republican. But I'm hearing a lot of complaining from a lot of people who I've had a lot of respect for over the years who are suddenly upset with Donald Trump because they believe he is getting us into a war in the Middle East. So we're gonna back up the truck here a little bit. We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break in just a minute. Drew, who do we have lined up this morning for our national anthem?
Oh, we got Aretha Franklin.
Outstanding. Let's hit it. So gallantly streaming.
get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.